God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
That's a good thing.
Thank you, Lord.
So glad.
Amen.
Somebody prayed for me.
Yes.
I'm glad about that.
Yes. Amen.
I didn't always pray for myself.
Right? Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody prayed for me.
Yes.
Amen.
Brought me through when I didn't know what was keeping me standing. But somebody was praying for me.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I come to you this afternoon giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend McMillan, Minister Riley in his absence, my lovely wife, and my beautiful, beautiful church family and friends. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and as always, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the Word of God.
Jesus.
Let us go to God in prayer. Take control, Lord. Take control, Lord, of your submitted vessel, Lord. Continue to move me out of myself, Lord. Do with me what you wish. For Lord, there's nothing that I can say, nothing that I can do until you come, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for someone needs to hear from you. Speak, Lord, for someone is waiting for a word. Speak, Lord, for someone cannot move until you come. Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Use me.
Yes.
For your glory.
Yes.
But hide me way, way behind your cross, Lord. That we may hear from thee and not from me. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. If you would, those of you who have Bibles, if you would turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It's a chapter of reassurance, if you will. This was mentioned, I did a homegoing service yesterday, and that first verse, which I'm not using, I'm gonna just read it because it just came into mind now, but it says, so we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens. In other words, we are not bound here, and we've got hope somewhere else.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, God.
But starting with that 15th verse, it says, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
Yes.
Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh.
Yes.
Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Yes.
And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. It just jumped down to that 21st verse. It says, for he hath been made, have made him to be sin for us,
yes,
who knew no sin,
yes,
that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Let me give you a topic before I get wound up.
Yes.
Yet another opportunity.
Come on.
Another opportunity.
I know I was in the right place when Brother Carl said it's another chance, he said.
Yes, sir.
And I said, yet another opportunity. I wondered yesterday what that was all about. Yet,
yes.
Another opportunity.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Jesus.
You ever felt like you needed a do-over?
Yes.
Sometimes we try our best and sometimes we don't. But whether we're trying our best or not, sometimes we end up somewhere we don't want to be and we just need a do-over.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
And people, most of the time, although we've been called to the ministry of reconciliation, most of the time people are not that forgiving. People don't want to just give you a chance for a do-over. But God does.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
He gives you another opportunity.
Yes.
He said, if you're living right, I give you the opportunity to continue to live right.
Yes.
And if you need modifications in your life, if you need to change your direction, then God says, I will give you a chance to change your direction.
Yes. All right.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus
came to reconcile us.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
To his Father. You all had, or probably got right now, checking accounts. You have to reconcile your checking account. Some of us reconcile more than others. Some of us just take a chance with our checking account. But when you sit down to reconcile your account, it's one thing if you, when you reconcile, you got more money in your account than you thought you had. But it's another concern when you have less money in your account than you should have. And although you are reconciling your account, unless somebody puts some money in there, you're going to come up short.
That's right.
Well,
we thank God that he has given us overdraft protection.
Yes. All right. Thank you, God.
Is that right?
Yes.
He's given us overdraft protection. He says, all you got to do when you go off the path and you come up short, all you got to do is reconcile yourself and you come back and God will fill in the rest.
Amen.
He died
for
you and I. He died for our sins. He paid a price that he never owed because we owed something that we could never repay.
That's right.
Yes.
That verse 17 says that, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Yes. Thank you.
You see, when you're in the flesh, You get bogged down by circumstances.
Yes.
Different situations will overcome you sometime mm-hmm. when you're in the flesh. And you can try as hard as you wish, but sometimes this old world can get you down.
Yes.
That's right.
You face circumstances that you don't know what to do with. But when you're in the Spirit, when you're in Christ, you can face that same situation. And though you may be up and though you may be down, you can go through it if you are in Christ, if you will hold on to God's unchanging hand. You see, when we are in the flesh, we see the temporal, what goes on in this world. But when we are in Christ, we can see eternal things. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
When we're in this world, all we must do is walk by faith. Not by sight. If we walk by faith, the God that I serve, when you go back and draw on those things from your past, what mommy and daddy drilled into you, those things that they taught you, if you will pull on that, then you will understand that I can go through anything if I can hold on to God's unchanging hand, because I'm a new creature.
Come on.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you,
that's
Father.
Right.
Thank you, Father.
God has smiled on me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory God.
You see, because God sent Jesus to pay for our sins and to give us chance after chance after chance, and no matter how many times we've tried God, He gives us yet another opportunity.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Because Jesus came and died for us.
Yes.
He made available to us Jesus' resurrection life. We stay in Him, then we are promised a new life. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, I want to make sure you heard me.
Anyone.
If anyone is in Christ,
yes.
He is a new creation.
Thank you, God.
Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
You see, if you look at this table that we have here this morning, it's a chance to get rid of all of your past sins.
Come on.
All of your past ways. All you have to do is come to this table and come to this table in faith. Whatever you might need.
Yes.
It's at this table.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Whatever you may be short on, it's at this table. God has it all laid out to you by faith.
Yes.
Yes.
By faith.
Amen.
And Jesus is not like us. It doesn't take Him a long time to do anything. If you need a change and you need an instant change, if you can come here by faith and accept God's grace, you will be changed in an instant.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
God will put everything behind you. Separate your bad ways as far as the east is from the west.
Yes.
And the way God is, He promises this to, He offers this to anyone.
Yes.
Hear what the Bible says.
Yes.
This is what He offers to anyone. It doesn't matter what class you belong to.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what race you belong to, or nationality. Doesn't matter what language you speak. Doesn't matter how intelligent you are.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what you're going through, what your situation and your circumstances may be. He offers it to anyone. He says all you have to do is by grace.
Yes.
Accept your place in Christ.
Yes.
That's quite a promise, isn't it?
Oh, yes it is.
See, this is not a promise for those who are in themselves. People who think that I can do it all by myself. And it's not about religion of men. But it's about a new life in Christ.
Yes.
This is to those who are in Christ. This is Communion Sunday. I want to just give you a couple of points about Communion Sunday that you may benefit from this occasion. Jesus said to his disciples when he was getting ready to leave them, he said, here's a cup. He offered them a cup saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you.
Yes.
Some may ask, so what does communion offer me? What's so special about communion? The first thing that communion does, it says if you accept this covenant, this new covenant, you can renew your place in Christ.
Jesus.
That's important.
Yes, indeed.
See, Jesus established a new covenant that was sealed with his blood. This new covenant is all about an inner transformation.
Yes.
A transformation that cleanses us from all sin.
Yes, sir.
And it puts God's word and God's will within us.
Yes.
Accept the new covenant. Anybody here need the new covenant? Anybody need to start all over again?
Thank you, Lord.
The scripture read this morning from Hebrews, the 12th verse says, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more.
Thank you, God.
See, the God I serve, I don't know about you, but I know that the God I serve, when I was out there doing things I had no business doing.
Jesus.
Doing everything I was big enough to do. When I turn around and...
Yes, sir.
Don't get me wrong, when you turn around and you faking God out, that won't get you where you need to go. But when you turn around and you put your faith in Almighty God and you give it over to him, then God will change your direction and God will make you a brand new creature.
Yes.
I ain't talking about nobody but me now.
All right.
See, I know when I was playing church, I was going to church and I was playing inside church, and when I went outside of church, I had play like faith.
All right now, play like faith.
And it didn't get me through. But when I turned my direction, when I gave it over to God and I accepted his new covenant that he bought with his own blood, then I was a new creature.
Yes. That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Verse 10 in Hebrews says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. Hallelujah. You see, I'll look over this audience here and I think everyone here, perhaps without the little children, know what God has said and know what God's laws are, and it's in your mind and it's in your heart, and you know what God is saying to you, and all you have to do is hear His cry.
Well,
yes, sir, God. Mm-hmm.
It's in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. This new covenant, it's all about a new close relationship with God. It's about becoming a new creature,
yes,
in Christ.
Yes.
Anybody want to become a new creature in Christ?
Yes.
Verse 11 says, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. I want to ask you a question this morning. Anybody out there that don't know the Lord? I didn't think so. You all know the Lord. And
Jesus.
You don't need to be told. Is that right?
We are.
I'm going to get personal. We are small. You don't need to be told. You've been shown as you've grown up that who God is and what God can do, and you know how to get to God. So you know Him for yourself. You can't claim that I didn't know God. I didn't know what He could do, because you know Him for yourself. And you know that all I got to do is get out of God's way. And if I get out of God's way, then God can do anything.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Amen. All you got to do is call on Him. All you got to do is submit to Him. Then when Jesus was there with His disciples, He took bread. And He gave thanks, and He broke it, and He gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Every time you go out and you misrepresent Jesus, you have forgotten the promise. I'm going to say that again.
All right.
Every time you go out and misrepresent Him, you have forgotten the promise that He made. What He promises you here. And I'm not talking about the great big mistakes.
All right.
I'm talking about the little bitty mistakes, the ones that we know we're doing wrong. But every time you decide to just go out and sin, you've forgotten the promise.
Jesus.
Amen. If you hadn't forgotten it, you're going to just act like you had.
Well,
He broke the bread. Every time you decide to sin, you are rebelling against the one who brought you thus far.
Oh, yes.
You come this far by faith.
Yes.
Some of us think we got here by ourselves. But you come this far by faith. However far you are, you got this far by faith.
Amen.
And every time we look at ourselves, instead of looking to Jesus,
yes, sir,
you forgot the promise. He died on the cross for you, and He died for me. Number three, what communion offers us. We need to understand the benefits that are provided by this new covenant. When you come to this table, all that will come today, this new covenant is more than just forgiveness of sin, but it certainly does that. It is First of all, it forgives sins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more.
All right now.
But then it offers to you an intimate relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody need Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
All shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And then thirdly, it's an internal work of God producing an increasingly godly life in and through us.
Mm-hmm.
I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, God.
So that anybody that needs me,
mm-hmm.
when you're going through this life,
yes.
day by day, when you leave this place,
mm-hmm.
and you need God, He's on the inside. If you have accepted Him and you let Him have His way.
Mm-hmm.
When you're weak, when something that has had a hold of you is calling you back, you need to know, you need to call on Jesus right in the midst of it all. You need to call on Jesus. When trials come and tribulations, then you need to call on Jesus. Mm-hmm. Call on He who's on the inside, who makes you a new creature in
Christ.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
This old world gets you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Call on Jesus.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
He is your friend.
Yes, sir.
Put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God further confirms that all those, these grand blessings depend on God's provision,
mm-hmm.
not our performance.
Yes.
For we are sufficient of ourselves, we are sufficient, not sufficient of ourselves to think of anything being from ourselves.
All right now.
But our sufficiency is from God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
This morning, if you'll take advantage
mm-hmm.
of what Jesus has done for you, if you take advantage of what He's done for you,
mm-hmm.
He sent His Son to die for you.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to understand that. I'm not going to run around and preach and yell and scream. I want you to understand that. He sent His Son
mm-hmm.
to die for you.
Mm-hmm.
And because He died and He rose again with all mm-hmm. power in His hand.
Come on.
That if you would just take hold mm-hmm. of Jesus' hand right now, whatever you may be facing,
thank you, God.
God will carry you through it.
Yes, He will.
Thank you, God.
Whatever you may be facing, God will carry you through it. Whatever has taken advantage of you and life and taken control of your life, if you will call on Jesus.
Well, on it. Yes, yes, yes.
In the midst of the storm, in the midnight hour, when you don't know who to turn to and where to go, if you will call on Jesus, He knows all about you.
Yes.
Reverend Davis don't know what you're going through, but God knows everything about you. He knows your aches and your pains and your ups and your downs. He knows all about you, and all you have to do is call on Him in the midst of the storm. Call on Him when you can't get your wife on the phone, when you can't call to somebody of your loved ones. Call on Jesus.
Yes.
He knows all about you. He knows your weakness.
Oh, yes.
He knows your thoughts right now. You might be able to trick me, but you can't trick God. But if you turn to God with all of your frailties and say, God, I need you, He'll be right there. Whatever you need. God offers it to us at His table.
Oh, yes, sir.
If it's peace in your life that you need, God offers it to you. If it's forgiveness that you need,
yes, sir, God.
God offers it to you. If it's healing that you need,
yes, sir, God.
God offers it to you. It's all at the table. But it's all accepted by faith. He gives us yet another opportunity.
Thank you, Jesus.
For some of us, we're still in the single digits. For others, we've been here time and time and time and time again.
Yes.
But nobody's counting when it comes to God. God says, I'll give you one more chance on top of the chances that I have given you.
Yes,
I'll give you one more chance.
Yes, sir, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
But don't just keep taking them for granted. Because no man knows the day or the hour.
Yes.
Oh, God.
But God offers us today.
Thank you, God.
Yet another chance. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you for yet another opportunity.
Yes.
Another opportunity to come and to bring our nothingness to you.
Yes, sir, God.
But we want to trade our nothingness for your fullness, Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that we can bring to you nothing, but we can gain everything.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for being patient with us.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, we just want to thank you for your word.
Yes.
We want to thank you for being God.
Yes. Yes.
All by yourself. And Lord, we pray now for you just to come and move anything that hinders right now at this moment.
Yes.
A perfect worship of you, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord, from the inside. Move anything in us that's blocking a perfect worship of you, Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
So that we, when we partake of your elements, Lord God,
yes,
you can purify us and we can start afresh. We thank you, Lord, for yet another opportunity. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.